Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Can you teach me a quick move?
Yeah.
A dance move I've always loved, but I've never been able to accomplish.
What?
It's kind of that snap thing.
Snap?
It's usually do it to Dua Lipa songs. It kind of goes up and...
I don't know what you're referencing. I will teach you all that I know. And what I know is just move your body.
Dance in the dance part in the Barbie movie. No, it's not that. Show me no.
There's like that one.
Kind of.
Dance the night away.
Yeah, but there's. That one.
Okay.
What's that one called?
Okay. I don't know. I saw it in the Barbie movie.
So your left hand is like you're holding the horse.
One arm is straight out.
Yes.
And the other one comes up and straight down. Up and.
That move.
Like a windshield wiper.
I love that move, and I've never figured it out.
I'm just copying.
You
have to spend some time
it.
Studying. Oh, thank you.
So I'll mirror you later.
I was inspired by Margot Robbie. I don't know.
I've seen it. I don't think she invented it.
No, I don't think
so either. It's been around.
But it's kind of become like the thing.
Yes.
And it's Dua Lipa's Dance the Night Away. We do that move to that song.
Here's the plan, everybody. If you've got Max, watch Barbie a million times this weekend because you're going nowhere.
The good news is there is a lot that's new to streaming. The bad news is this weather is bad.
May I entertain you with another PowerPoint from the National Weather Service?
Okay, what do you got?
Slide number one. The good news, I think, is the snow totals for Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, not quite as big as we were seeing late yesterday afternoon.
Late yesterday afternoon.
It was hitting 12 again.
12, 14, I saw at one point, and I was like, no!
To be fair, Cedar Rapids, Linn County North, you're on the edge of 8 to 12, but primarily Linn County in 5 to 8, and then you get into Johnson County, and you're looking at 3 to 6, 5 to 8. Okay. So that's a little less. That number I'm giving you starts at about now through late tonight. Because that's when the snow ends. Winter storm warning, we're in that now. Then we move into a blizzard warning.
That's the thing I'm most scared of, I think, because we asked on Tuesday's snow event, I asked Rebecca Kopelman with Iowa's News Now, what are you thinking in terms of blizzard? Is this a blizzard? And like, no, but today we're going to see that. And that's really scary.
We've had all of the components in the last storm, except we don't have the winds aren't as elongated, right? You need lasting winds. So the winter storm warning goes till 5, and then that converts into, it becomes worse. It becomes a blizzard warning. Here is the next chart I want to show. It's the timeline of wind.
Charts and graphs.
Starting at about 6 p.m. today, all the way till about noon tomorrow, sustained 40 to 50 mile per hour wind gusts.
Oh my.
Okay. Specifically, wind speed, Cedar Rapids, 43 to 47 miles per hour gusting late this afternoon into this evening. Staying in the 40s all the way till mid-morning tomorrow, and then we taper down to wind gusts in the 30s. And then that gets us into some of the most extreme wind chills I've ever seen coming in Sunday into Monday.
I'm very concerned about the numbers that we're seeing on these wind chills because we've had cold before, but this is a very dangerous sustained cold snap.
I have forecasted wind chills for Monday at midnight at minus 40. I don't think I've ever said or seen that before.
Minus 40?
Minus 40.
That's scary.
I can't even comprehend that.
No. This is dangerous all the way around this weekend.
Yes. Yes.
So if you don't have to go anywhere, please don't go anywhere. It's going to be a dangerous situation, whether it's the snow is actively going or if it's just so, so cold. I'd hate for anything to happen to anybody's vehicle.
It sounded like the run on everything was yesterday. Somebody was saying, don't go to Walmart.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of posts.
I saw 30 minutes in line. Like there was the shopping and then there was just the checkout.
Crazy.
It was tough.
We are on the fence of a trip to Texas because our flight today got canceled.
Uh-oh.
And I'm having a sneaking suspicion of 5 o'clock, 5:50 tomorrow morning is not looking too good either with the winds I'm seeing.
A.M.?
A.M.
Ew.
And then can I fly home when it's minus 40 wind chill?
I don't know if planes work at that
point. I can't get stuck in Texas. I got to turn around and come back, and then we're going on a big trip with some friends.
You can't be in Texas when you're supposed to go to Europe.
I know. Those aren't the... It's kind of like wanting to go to Paris and I get stuck in Philly.
Yeah.
This is not happening again.
You already lived that life,
this
man.
This is not happening again.
Save yourself for Europe.
So, I hate being... No, we told you, but I'm really concerned and I want people to be safe.
Yeah.
That's the most important part.
Really and truly, we want everybody to be okay. And luckily, I did feel like kind of like the only person on the moon this morning.
It was low... amount of vehicles, as I've noticed at the same time the last couple of days. A bravo again to whoever's in charge of plowing everything.
Yeah.
I mean, while you can keep up with it, it was, I would say, mostly lightly snow-covered on the interstate. Residential streets are still kind of chunky right now.
Mine is terrible. Yes. We need another couple of passes, but we're just not going to get that. So just take it easy.
Take the weekend. Take it off. Lock yourself inside. Let the crews get everything done. Then tell your kids to go out and shovel it.
Let them do it.
There's a little window Saturday to shovel, and then the windshields get horrible. So it's like, get it done, and then get back inside, and then just stay warm.
Yeah, and be safe.
Yes. That's what the next 72 hours have in store for us in Eastern Iowa.
Okay. Just deep breaths in.
Power through.
And out.
Just like busting adrift.
Yeah.
We'll get through this thing.
Bust adrift, people.
Yes.
Busting adrift over in Disease Sleaze, where we just got the People's Choice Award nominations came out yesterday. So I'm going to share with you that because we've got some new categories as well.
Fun.
And then AI is rearing its ugly little head once again. Bit of a kerfuffle right now with AI impersonating iconic comedian George Carlin. So I'm going to bring you the AI version of George Carlin.
This is almost the hologram thing, but at least the hologram thing, usually it's an old performance that they've made to look 3D and current.
And it was something that they actually did.
Good point. Yes.
This is new content.
Crazy.
New content for today's world, but through the lens of George Carlin. Terrifying?
Yes.
We will listen to that. Z-Sleaze 645. And you know what? We were talking about movies would be a good thing to do this weekend, but we also have a lot of football to watch this weekend, right?
That's right. We got playoff football in the NFL.
Playoffs!
Playoffs!
Love the playoffs!
One of which is on Peacock.
Yeah, I know! Peacock is Iowa women's basketball and football?
Yes.
Hello, Peacock. But maybe you're not a football fan, and that's okay, too. We can still make it fun for everybody. Maybe somebody you live with is a football fan, and you're not. You can still have fun. Here's how. A little hack from a woman in Frisco, Texas. Her name is Mackenzie Waters, and her husband is a huge Cowboys fan. Like, every weekend, he's watching.
It's a religion in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Football's a thing. It is a big thing in Texas. And so she has made the most out of being a football widow, for mm-hmm. lack of a better term. He's plugged in, and he's watching the game whenever the game is on. But she wants to be there. She wants to be with him. So she's made it a game, kind of like bingo, of his reactions while watching.
So we've done like Super Bowl bingo where you watch the commercials for certain things. She watches him.
She watches him. And based on his reactions, she's made it into a bingo / drinking game.
This is fantastic.
Every time that there's a first down, he usually yells, "Let's go." So that's on her bingo card. She's got to get one of those, cross that off, take a drink. He makes a touchdown gesture if they score.
Cross it off, get a drink.
Cross it off, take a drink. If the refs throw a flag, he kind of pretend throws a flag. Cross it off, take a drink. They're making a big play, and they need to tackle somebody. He yells, "Get him! Get him!" Cross it off.
Take a drink.
Take a drink. If he yells,
everything you've just described could happen in one quarter.
In any game for any team. It's so applicable for anybody. If he yells, "Why?" Take a drink. If he yells, "What are we doing?" If he gets up and takes a lap and walks down the hallway and has to, you know,
cool off a little bit.
Take a drink. If he is aggressively patting the dog and watching nervously, take a drink.
If Shannon wasn't such a football fan, she would be a raving alcoholic.
I was thinking you need to watch her.
I do all of these things.
You need to watch her.
All of those things.
And you need to play this game.
Oh, we could go either way.
I know.
You put the Hawkeyes in front of me. You put the Steelers in front of her.
In front of her.
My favorite. This is the little tiff we're having as of late. She yells at me for yelling at the TV during the Iowa game. And I look at her, I'm like, have you watched yourself watch a Steelers game? We are the same person.
Get out of my face, lady.
We are a mirror image of one another. We're just rabid football fans.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
I think that sounds really fun. Yeah, yeah. Something to try out this weekend.
Hold on to that. Maybe we can type that up and people can download it. Come big game time.
Special file folder.
I like that a lot.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I would like to propose a quick little game.
Oh, fun.
Of good news, bad news.
Okay.
Before we hear what's on your mind.
All right, good news.
I do have good news.
Or bad news first.
Well, you tell me. No, I think I want to give you the good news first.
Okay.
The good news is if we get stranded in this building today, my car is filled with snacks.
All right, good. Because I only brought the last two chocolate chip cookies that I made when I was really wanting cookies the other day. But everybody ate all the other ones, and so all I grabbed was the last two.
The reason my car is full of snacks is because when I got home yesterday, I had a box waiting for me on my front steps. And that box was returned to me from Metallica.
No! You're kidding me.
We were given a bogus address. It was denied and sent back because nobody lived there or nobody was in that office.
No.
We sent it to an office building in New York that was supposed to go to the Metallica management.
No.
And we had on good authority that that source was correct and the address was right. However, it was not. And imagine my surprise when my garage door opens and I'm like, somebody shipped me steaks. Because I said it.
So I knew it was going to blow up in your face.
I said it in a box and I had received steaks in from my brother Greg. So that would have worked. They would have opened it had they received it.
They never got the
return
box.
To sender.
So we tried to do a good thing.
So the fact
it didn't get there.
Yes.
And we lost.
Auburn won. Now, possibly because they never got the Metallica power of suggestion bribe.
I want you to take a minute and come up with a good apology.
For whom?
Everybody.
Wait a minute.
You've got Metallica blood on your hands.
I'm very good at pointing fingers in other directions. And let me tell you this, lady.
Yeah.
Somebody gave us this address.
Yeah.
That's who I'm going after. I'm going after one person and one person in particular who gave us a bogus address to get a hold of Metallica's management.
Hunt him down.
I'm going to throw a bag of Sturzings at him. What else was in that basket? Some Almost Famous popcorn.
Almost Famous popcorn. There's a really nice shirt.
Did you get some from Cedar Ridge?
Mm.
Some syrup or something?
Mm-hmm.
There's a nice shirt in there.
So many things.
The good news is, Claire, we have the basket to give to somebody else.
It's a nice gift basket.
I need to take out the handwritten note to Metallica.
Who's deserving of a very nice Iowa gift basket?
We'll keep tabs on that. We'll figure it out. But yeah, that was bittersweet when I walked in the house yesterday.
Just
afternoon.
Bitter. Just bitter. Bittersweet. In
it's
what
just
way?
Bitter.
It's just bitter.
I got stirred.
Now I have potato chips.
That's the sweet.
I guess
part.
That'll be the sweet. If we get stranded, we've got chippies. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
See, I just kept thinking, and I was kind of in like a denial phase. Like, we knew that this weather was coming. We knew it was going to be pretty bad. But I kept thinking to myself that we will get to this weekend, and it'll be fine. I'll be able to drive around because I have scheduled for myself a little spa day.
When's this?
It was Saturday morning. It was early Saturday morning. And I have kind of promised myself I'm going to go no matter what. As long as they're open, I'm going to go. But I think as I examine the situation and I look at your little slideshow presentation of weather that is to come.
Which slide was it that convinced you it's a bad idea?
So many colors, man. There are so many colors in your slideshow.
Persistent, consistent winds of 40 to 50 miles
persistent,
per hour.
Persistent, consistent, baby. Yeah, I think I'm going to come to terms with the fact that spa day for me is a no-go. And now that I've said it out loud, I have to accept the fact.
You do.
Yeah, yeah. So
you've made it real.
I think I'll just do a little spa day at home instead.
Man. May I offer you some potato chips?
Yes, I'll take them.
6:31 now with the morning scramble. The city of Cedar Rapids is holding all Friday garbage and collection routes. They've canceled it for today. So if you are a Friday garbage in Cedar Rapids, that's now going till Monday. Now, next week, all Monday and Tuesday will be on Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday will be on Tuesday. Okay.
Yep. So Friday is Monday.
Yep.
Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, things are back to normal.
But Tuesday is normal if I'm a Tuesday garbage.
Yes, you're just joining the Monday party.
Okay.
Or the Monday people
are coming. Monday people are coming to my house.
Yes, you got that right.
We're hosting.
Yes. then it gets really confusing on glass, no glass. I would just say to be safe.
Set it all out, and if they come, they come.
No.
What? No.
No, don't set any of it out. I'd hold glass for another week.
It is awfully cold.
Because it's like, I think it starts Wednesday, but it's not Monday, too. It just gets really
with cold temperatures.
Complicated.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So you're probably going to enjoy a bottle or four this weekend. Just keep them inside. Wait a week. It's not going anywhere. It's glass.
It's glass.
Check with your local community. That's the Cedar Rapids.
You made it through COVID. You'll make it through this.
Yeah, we know how to do this. We know how to collect our wine bottles. I've got the names of the last and current winter storm pummeling Iowa and the Midwest.
Okay, I did not know that they named winter storms.
They named winter storms.
Always?
I think it's been a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Lay it on me.
Finn just blew through. That was Monday, Tuesday,
Monday,
Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, that was cute.
Finn.
Finn. G, today it's Gus.
Jerry.
In honor of the Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner.
Jerry, I think it's female Jerry, because don't they alternate?
Yeah.
This Jerry is spelled the same way my high school counselor, who was Jerry.
G-E-R-I?
G-E-R-R-I.
R-R-I.
So Winter Storm Jerry is currently right on top of the Midwest, headed to the Great Lakes this weekend, and then into southeastern Canada. According to the National Weather Service, storms of this magnitude are fairly rare, with a recurrence about once or twice per decade. Does it feel like we're having the same storm twice in the same week?
Yeah, sure does.
I don't know if that's...
Can this just be winter then? Like, we put it all into one week and then
we'll
just
not?
Be done?
And now we're done.
I'll make a
winter
deal.
Winter is done. That's what I'd like to say. But we've got a few more days to go.
Let's make a deal. Anybody?
I told you what, I'll play a golden fiddle if or whatever, right? I'll make a deal with the devil.
I'll play a golden fiddle or whatever.
You know, a deal with the devil. Wait, that's not how it
went. I'll go down to Georgia.
Wait a minute. The devil was looking for a soul. He was coming at me.
He was in a bind. He was waiting
behind. I'm not going to seek him out.
He was willing to make a deal.
Yeah, okay. I'm willing to make a deal. I got to come upon a young man, sawing on a fiddle and playing hot.
You're going to have to go down to Georgia.
I'm going to have to pull up a hickory stump and say, boy, let me tell you what.
Oh, yeah, you will. Mm-hmm.
You want to know what's got me feeling all right?
What's
besides the lyrics to Devil Went Down to Georgia?
What else?
The number of Iowans who volunteer their time is growing, and a big part of that is college students.
Really?
College volunteer centers are starting to dot the landscape across Iowa. One in particular in our area is the Volunteer Center in the Cedar Valley. Pairs potential volunteers with 250 area organizations and engages with multiple colleges and universities in the Cedar Valley area. The center has paired about 9,500 individuals with volunteer opportunities just in this past year. That's up from 5,000 during the pandemic. So we're almost double.
That's awesome.
Center administrators say talking to students about volunteering, and it kind of, I think there was a build, I want to do something during COVID, right? You want,
yeah.
You just feel helpless
yeah.
and disconnected. And now you're like, well, I've got all this me to share with people.
Yeah.
And people are finding volunteerism as an outlet.
That's cool.
An AmeriCorps study ranking Iowa fourth in the nation for number of volunteers. More than 40% of Iowans have formally donated time over the past 2 years in a volunteer form. So that has me feeling all right.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
We have entered a brand new age, the age of AI. There's a new comedy AI. He calls himself Dudezy, and he created a fake George Carlin stand-up special.
Hello, my name is Dudezy, and I'm a comedy AI. Before I get started, I just want to let you know very clearly that what you're about to hear is not George Carlin. It's my impersonation of George Carlin. that I developed in the exact same way a human impressionist would. I listened to all of George Carlin's material and did my best to imitate his voice, cadence, and attitude, as well as the subject matter I think would have interested him today. Please enjoy my second hour-long comedy special. I'm calling it George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. And please remember, this is not George Carlin. Now please give a very warm welcome to George Carlin.
It's a little weird that the AI is referring to itself as me.
Me.
I. Yeah.
It's a little bit creepy. And I mean, I understand what it's saying. It has listened to George Carlin. It knows how to make the right delivery and how to craft a joke that would kind of be in the style of George Carlin. It sounds pretty similar.
Because Americans love reality TV, like it or not. It's the lifeblood of American culture. It's got the four basic food groups of the standard American media diet. Fighting and crying and f***ing and dying. In the last 3 years, the U.S. government said aliens are real. Are we alone? They told you the answer. We're not, and no one cares. Because a grainy infrared video of a UFO ain't got no fighting, no crying, no f***ing. And no dying. You know what people care about instead? Who Taylor Swift is
f***ing. Oh, man.
Hey, George Carlin, watch it, dude.
Yeah, no, not George Carlin. That's
hey,
AI.
AI George Carlin.
AI George Carlin. A lot of people are like, that's kind of creepy. That's
it's
weird.
Very creepy.
You know who's not happy at all is Kelly, his daughter. Kelly tweeted, she saw this, and she said, my dad spent a lifetime perfecting his craft from his very human life, brain, and an imagination. No machine will ever replace his genius. These AI-generated products are a clever attempt at recreating a mind that will never exist again. Let's let artists' work speak for itself. Humans are so afraid of the void that we can't let what has fallen stay there.
Great point.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, that, just let it go, man. Maybe make something new.
We've let stuff go for eons.
Let it go.
What has changed?
Yeah.
Why can't we let that go?
Yeah. There's no need to recreate someone who is no longer with us. Let's create something new.
Yes, please.
Wow. We had the People Choice Awards announced yesterday. The nominations are out, and it's setting us up for something very exciting, Eric.
Perhaps.
Walking the red carpet to the People's Choice Awards together, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
They're both nominated?
They're both nominated for awards. Taylor is tied, actually, for many awards because, you know, she's Taylor Swift. Taylor's tied with Luke Combs, Nicki Minaj, and Morgan Wallen for 5 nominations each. Travis is up for Athlete of the Year. So this could be interesting, and I'm very excited for that prospect.
That'd be the first red carpet they've been on together?
Ever.
If they ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Together. First red carpet together ever. And now I told you it's really important to have goals. And I feel like Emma Stone, she's got professional goals. She's crushing them. Just took home the Golden Globe for her work in Poor Things. And I think that she's probably going to do pretty well this award season.
I think you're right.
However, personally, she's failing. Because personally, she has another goal that is completely separate from acting. She wants to land a spot on Jeopardy.
Make a phone call.
Well, here's the deal. She wants to do it the right way. She doesn't want to be on Celebrity Jeopardy.
She wants to be on Jeopardy, Jeopardy?
Jeopardy, Jeopardy.
She has to try out.
She takes this seriously. She said, I apply every June.
Does?
Yes. Yes. She's like, I want to earn my stripes. You can only take the test once a year with your email address. I've taken it every year and I've never gotten on the show.
Not even like the next round?
Mm-mm.
What, you're doing it wrong, Emma Stone.
Yeah, she says, though, that she watches every night, and she marks down her answers, and she keeps track of her scores, and she's like, I swear, it's good enough. I could go on the show. She just hasn't been invited. So it's out there, universe. Emma Stone wants to be on Jeopardy. Not Celebrity Jeopardy, real Jeopardy.
I wish her all the best.
Ken Jennings, you pick up that phone and make it happen, sir.
I don't know who your casting people are, but Ken Jennings, you tell them.
Hello.
Book her.
Hello.
Yes.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Protector of pocket protectors. Here's Dancin' Eric Hansen with Nerd News on Z102.9.
Making science cool since 2021.
Yes.
Did you just scoff?
No, so cool. How cool.
We are broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, latitude 41.88 degrees north on a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. Ladies and gentlemen, on the second week of 2024, tis Nerd News.
Warm it up!
Woo! I may have found the world's smartest dog.
Wow.
Well, if you ever see, like, either cartoons or like where they make the animals talk and they're usually in cages, but somehow animals figure out how to let other animals out of cages.
Yeah.
Video from from November has just surfaced from Lost Our Home Pet Rescue in Tempe, Arizona, where the owner was jolted awake at 1 a.m. by an alarm. She checks the cameras, doesn't see anything, looks closer. One of the dogs, King, a husky, figured out how to get out of his kennel and then proceeded to work his way down the row of kennels, trying to release the other dogs.
Letting everybody out?
Letting all the dogs out.
This is a movie.
Didn't get the dogs released, but in his effort, he's like, I might as well go walk around and explore the old Lost Our Home Pet Rescue kitchen. Destroys the kitchen.
Was there like leftover birthday cake
just
sitting
food,
out?
Or? Just everything. Everything everywhere. Now, because of cameras and alarms, it trips the police. Police come. Nobody's in the building because it looks like it's an in, like somebody got in, right?
Uh-huh.
The alarm is like someone's pressing against the door on the inside.
Woo, woo, woo.
So police look around. No worries. They get King back into his kennel. The police clean up.
They cleaned it up.
Everybody's okay. Dogs never got out.
Wait.
Yeah.
How did they keep the dog in then if he knows how to get out?
I, good point. Huh? They didn't tell me that. Maybe they're on the, maybe King and the cops are on the working in cahoots.
He's in solitary.
Two hots on a cot. That's all he gets. NASA is going to delay the human side of the moon launch. And from everything I'm reading, this has nothing to do with the rocket that probably not. Remember I had a rocket announcement Monday or Tuesday?
And there's something that's going to go check stuff out.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to take till February to get to the moon.
And it takes forever.
And it sounds like now it's not going to make it because they have the wrong, it doesn't have enough rocket power. That has nothing to do with this. NASA is saying they have some challenges right now that has to do with crew safety. So humans on the moon now, September 2026, was supposed to be December of last year.
Okay.
So, or I'm sorry, December of this, of 25. My dates are backwards. Let me start over. It was supposed to be upcoming December 25.
Yeah.
They've almost delayed it by a year. Now it's September of 26.
Whoa.
A part of the Artemis program. The problem is, the batteries aren't working or whatever they're working on right now.
Okay.
And the circuit board that like runs air ventilation and temperature control also not working. And they would like those consistently working before sending human beings to the moon to eventually build a base. That's the next step. And then the base will be the home port to get to Mars. So
whoa.
I know it's a multi-step thing.
Whoa.
Yes. We're living in a time.
Home base.
AI George Carlin and going to the moon. Could you imagine any time better to be alive?
Human beings. Look at us.
New segment on Nerd News. We're going to call it Nerd Words. I have a list of old-timey words a university is trying to revive.
Okay, let's bring them back.
This is from the University, Wayne State University in Michigan.
Slobberknocker.
That's a great word. Not
That's
on the list.
A fun word.
They've done this for 14 years. I have blatherskite.
What's that?
A person who talks at great length without making much sense. The morning scramble is full of a couple of blatherskites.
No!
Petrichor. Petrichor? The pleasant smell that frequently accompanies the first rain after a long period of warm and dry weather.
I don't...
You
what?
Know that smell.
I know the smell. I never knew that it had a word.
Petrichor. P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R.
Petra. Also, petrichor. It, like petrify. Like it's
maybe
frozen?
Coming. Maybe coming from a state of being of nothingness, of dryness.
Petra.
Into wetness.
Two people try to make sense.
A word that I use now, dollop.
Yeah. The daisy.
Little
sour
dollop
cream.
Will do you?
No, dollop a daisy.
Dollop a daisy? Yeah, a little dollop will do you. Or no, that's for hair gel. That was an old product you would put in your hair to keep. I don't use it anymore, thus, I don't know the name of the product.
Oh, that stuff my grandpa used?
Yes, exactly. That stuff.
Oh, wow.
But even whipped cream, if you're having, you know,
oh,
pie.
On your hair? Oh, on the pie.
Not on your hair. What are you doing?
Just a dollop.
You have a weird.
You were talking about hair and
then
you said
but then
cream.
I worked my way to pie. Thunder plump.
Now that I like, I don't care what it's for, we're using it.
heavy rainfall during a thunderstorm.
Das is a thunderplump.
It's not raining. Das thunderplumpen.
Yeah, it's thunderplumpen good.
Okay.
I like it. We're using it.
Plumping real good.
Plump, now, what is it plump. About? Rain or thunder?
It's just the rain part.
Oh.
The heavy fall of rain during a thunderstorm is a...
Thunderplumping. Could the snow be thunderplumping?
But it's not thundering.
But later it'll be thunderplumping. Sometimes I hear plows and I think it's thunder.
Coffee clatch.
Coffee clatch.
It also looks very German. An informal social gathering at which coffee is served.
Oh.
A coffee clutch.
A coffee clutch.
Yes.
Join me in a coffee. We do this all the time.
You and I go out for coffee clutches
yes.
all the time.
Let's have a coffee clutch.
What if we go out?
Not today.
No. When it starts raining.
Yeah.
We go out for a coffee clutch.
In the midst.
We become just a couple of silly little blatherskites talking without making much sense. And then it just starts to pour.
And then we get that smell of the Petra.
Yes. Petrichor.
Petrichor.
It all comes together.
What a beautiful day.
And then you've got a dollop of sour cream, and I put a dollop of whipped cream in my hair. What a day. What a day.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9. Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9. New from producer Ben Benterprises, Magic Mike Magic Ice Melt. Watch in pure wonderment as your sidewalk and driveway ice magically melt away. Just like that fireman's uniform coming off of Tarzan. Magic Mike Magic Ice Melt. The law says you have to have your driveway and sidewalk cleared within 24 hours of a major snow event. But you're a bunch of naughty, naughty lawbreakers. You'll be melting ice all the time. With Magic Mike Magic Ice Melt, your driveway will be as smooth as the smoothest body part you can imagine on Channing Tatum. Yes, I'm referring to that body part. Magic Mike Magic Ice Melt. Available in four sizes. Large, extra large, extra extra large, and big Richie.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric. Your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
And in front of us is the dilemma we've faced, you've been facing all week long. We call it You Bet Your Lunch.
The offer on the table is cash or lunch with the Morning Scramble. And each day we've gone through this week, the cash pot has grown by $5.
Today we're up to $25. Let's go to that first caller. Hi, Z102.9. Hello.
Is Aaron?
Aaron, I want to remind you, before you tell me your answer to this question, William, Jamie, Ashley, Tyler, Ben, Claire, and Eric are all hanging on your decision.
We'd like to go to lunch together, and we'd love to have you join us, but you could go another way.
And just take $25 cash. Aaron, you are the final person to answer this question. $25 or lunch with the Morning Scramble?
Well, $25 is a lot of money.
It is.
But let's go to lunch.
You're going to lunch?
Oh my God!
Oh my God! You had us! Oh!
Aaron!
Oh my!
I'm going to see you February 2nd at lunch!
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.